Hamilton maybe showed tonight why they're in the position near the top of this league.
Yep, yep, they were a much better side. I thought we started the game okay. There wasn't really much in the game, but then they got their goal from a set piece and they really took a hold of the match after that. We couldn't get near them, in all honesty. They were a much better side. And yeah, we finished the game strong again at the end. We were probably the team kind of pushing at the end, but I think 3-1 flattered us, if we're being entirely honest. I think they could have scored more goals. And yep, got to hold our hands up, got beat with a better side tonight.
They're a good passing side, weren't they?
They are, yeah. Intelligent, a few intelligent players in the midfield to front, the good movement, they all sort of interchange, they're no really set positions. And no, they were good, and it's a good sort of experience, education for our boys, because, you know, that's the level they need to get at, and we need to be better to be like them. In terms of age, it wasn't much in difference in age, it was much a muchness in terms of the age of the both teams, so there's not that excuse there. There's not more experienced players or anything like that, so just got to be better. We've got to work hard and got to improve in all aspects of our game, both defensively and offensively. Can't ever question the work rate of the boys. I mean, they work their tails off for 90 minutes, that's not in question, but sometimes they can maybe give themselves an easier job by just understanding the game a bit better.
So they can take a bit of an experience from a game like this?
It is, yep. Sometimes you learn more from games like that than going winning 2 or 3-0, so they'll have to learn, because I'm sure it wasn't nice for them out there playing in a game like that when you're getting a bit of a chasing like they did at times. So no, they'll learn from it, and they'll have to, because they need to improve if they're going to go on in football.
And you hinted that maybe there could have been more, but Cammy Gulls saved a few.
Yeah, he had a couple of good saves. Cammy done fine. Don't think you can question him for any of the goals either, so he come in and he done fine. And a couple of others, you know, Scott Mercer was his usual sort of steady, you know what you're getting from Mercer, and again he was good. I thought Ross Millen did okay at centre half as well, so there was some positives. The young boys that came on, the schoolboys, Johnny Galloway, Robbie Crawford and PJ, although he's not at school, but they all done well, young boys, and you know they showed a little bit of intelligence and a quality on the ball as well, so you can put up with them maybe lack of their physical attributes when you can see them, you know, that they know what to do and they've got the right idea, so you can put up with these sort of things.
And it was a cracker of a consolation goal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Merce has done really well. He's high up the pitch and he's robbed the boy, and he's a good strike and the keeper's well beaten, so it got us back in the game. We had a few kind of corners after that, and Bucky's had a header, I think it's got cleared off the line, so we did kind of push towards the end, but as I said, it probably flattered us if we'd got another goal as well, so they were a better side. They deserved to win the match, and we dust ourselves down, we learn from it, and you know, we have 2 games to go before the end of the season. Away to Inverness on Thursday, yep, and then away to Aberdeen on Tuesday. So we've kind of been putting these games off and off, and then before you know it, the season's run out. We've got to play them in the space of a few days. So no, we'll play the games. We'll go there and look to put on a good performance and look to win the games.
Great, thanks. Cheers.